Doge observed,
"If it was suspicious, we can expect to have shadows around in a few days."
That would be Soulcatcher's best means of scouting us. Shadows traveled faster than crows, could be given much more complex instructions, and could bring back far more information. But could Soulcatcher control them so far away? The original Shadow Masters had had major difficulties managing their pets over long distances. We passed along the shores of Lake Tanji. Each of us seized an opportunity to bathe in the icy water. The old road then led us on to the plain of Tarandaprash, where the Black Company had won one of its greatest triumphs and the great general had suffered his most humiliating defeat, through no fault of his own. Though a capricious history would not recall the blame due his cowardly master, Long Shadow, wreckage from that battle still lay scattered across the slopes. A small garrison watched over the approaches to the pass through the Tarandaprash. It showed no interest in clearing any mess or even in monitoring traffic. Nobody looked my group over. Nobody asked questions. We were assessed an unofficial toll and warned that the donkey might find the footing treacherous in the high pass because there was still ice on the rocks up there. We did learn that there had been heavier traffic than usual lately. That told me that Sara's group had encountered no insuperable difficulties and was ahead of us, as it should be, even with all the old men and reluctant companions. The mountains were far colder and more barren than the highlands we had crossed. I wondered how the Radisha was handling it, about her thoughts concerning the empire she had acquired, mostly thanks to the company. Doubtless her eyes had been opened some. They needed a lot of opening. She had spent most of her life cooped up inside the palace. The White Crow turned up every few days, but its darker kinfolk did not. Maybe the Protector was preoccupied elsewhere. I wished I had Mergen's talent for leaving his body. I had not had so much as a good dream since leaving the Grove of Doom. I knew exactly as little as everyone else, and that was extremely frustrating after having had easy access to secrets from afar for so long. Nights in the mountains get really cold. I told Swan I was tempted to take up his suggestion that we go off somewhere and set up housekeeping in our own tavern and brewery. When it got really cold, a few lesser sins did not seem to matter. Chapter 57. The timing of events in Taglios is uncertain because the principal reporter, Mergen, had maintained such a casual relationship with the concept for the last decade and a half. But his sketchy descriptions of events in the city, following our departure, are of more than passing interest. At first, the Protector suspected nothing. The stay-behinds planted smoke buttons and started rumors, but with a declining enthusiasm the Taglian peoples began to sense. At the same time, though, the populace developed an abiding suspicion that the Protector had done away with the reigning princess. The people became less tractable by the hour. The arrival of the great general and his forces guaranteed the peace. Moreover, it freed the Protector to go hunting enemies instead of spending her time making sure her friends remained intimidated enough to continue supporting her. In just days, she found the Nguyen Bo warehouse on the waterfront. Empty now except for a few cages occupied by missing members of the Privy Council, none of whom were in shape to resume their duties. An